Hey grown-ups, it's me, Meg. While we've got Earth Day on the brain, if you're looking to replace your kids' frequently outgrown wardrobe in an environmentally conscious way, you should definitely check out Treehouse. Their sustainable kids' clothing is ethically made from organic fabrics, designed with vibrant colors and nature-inspired details, and is made to last with kid-friendly features like adjustable waistbands and lots of pockets. Explore Treehouse's capsule collection at treehousekids.shop and help make a positive impact on the earth, one outfit at a time. Okay, ready for the show? Hey, Story Pillar friends. It's me, Meg.
And Bean.
And Sneak and Sparky Wacky Socks. Who's a good little giant chicken?
So, according to our new schedule, we're not really supposed to have a new episode this week.
But, Coconut, it's Earth Day! Ah! I feel a little sneaky, peeky, songy, wongy coming on. Ready, Sparky Wacky Ken? It's Earth Day. Chicken belly, like jelly. Ah, happy birthday to the Earth. Hooray!
So, as you know, on Story Pillar, we spend a lot of time talking about sticky situations that we face as people.
Like how to fit 357 and a half marshmallows in my tummy at one time, or how to fly to the moon in a rocket ship made from garbage cans.
No, we've never talked about either of those. Today, we're kind of thinking about the sticky situation our Earth is facing from things like pollution
and space zombie mutant carrot attack. Look out, veggie villains.
But anyway, we thought it would be cool to hear the different ways that you, our listeners, help take care of the planet.
Ready, sparkly spaghetti?
Let's take a listen.
Hi. My name is Eli, and I am 6 years old, and I think we could plant seeds and plant flowers in areas that just have dirt and at Central Park.
My name is Hope, and I'm 4 years old, and I like to pick up trash and plant seeds.
My name is Annecy. I am 10 years old, and my favorite way to help the Earth is by riding bikes and electric cars so that I do not create pollution. I think this is important because I think that the world has enough pollution.
Hi, my name is Artem, and I am 8 years old. My favorite way to take care of the Earth is by not using that much plastic because it does not biodegrade and it can stay in our world for a very long time. And it can pollute our waterways, our soil, and animals can eat it, and it can turn into microplastics to make it even harder to clean up.
I'm 7, and my name's Izzy. I plant more milkweed. We can get more bees and butterflies. And I pick up litter and stop pollution. Any questions?
Hi, my name is Gabriel, and I am 8, and I help the Earth by helping worms not get fried up on the sidewalk. And it's important because without worms, the soil isn't as good as it would be. So, with worms, it's better. So that's why I help worms.
Hi, my name is Sebastian. I'm 5 years old. And I clean up trash from the pond to save fish from getting stuck.
My name is Carter and I'm 8 years old. My favorite way to take care of the Earth is by trying not to use a lot of plastic. This is important because all the plastic that is put into the garbage is dumped into the ocean or the sea, and that can harm living things.
Our friend Erin, who's 40.
Holy hat hamburgers! I wish I was 40 so I could grow a mustache and wear suspenders and drink lots and lots of coffee!
You definitely don't need coffee, Sneak. Ever.
Somebody get me a latte! Stat!
Anyway, Erin's favorite way of taking care of the earth is buying things from Goodwill, because there's so much perfectly good furniture, equipment, and clothing that's already been made and, like, shouldn't just go to waste.
And our friend Polly, who's 13, says that her favorite way to take care of the earth is by making sure the right items go in the trash and recycling bins. Because the more we recycle, the less garbage warbage ends up in our landfills.
And Janie, who's 11, says she likes to help protect the environment by raising money to donate to preserving wildlife, like through a bake sale or a lemonade stand or something, because we live on the earth and we have to, like, keep it safe and habitable.
Hot, hairy armpit apples! Those were fantastic ideas! Earth Day group hug!
Yeah, thanks. And if you're looking for even more cool ways to celebrate and take care of the earth, Meg threw some links to some pretty amazing ideas in the episode notes, like how to make biodegradable seed bombs and bug hotels from recycled materials. And if you're like Janie and you'd like to donate to a cause, there's also a link to an organization called Splash that's dedicated to providing safe water sources for kids all over the world.
Yep, the Rooney Chicken Spoonie! Ooh, and we're not only celebrating the Earth's birthday today, but we also have a very special birthday message from our monthly supporter, Ada, to her brother, Rafi. I've even been practicing a sneakalicious, special-tastic birthday song! Happy birthday to you and your truck! You're as cool as an iceberg shaped like a duck! Happy truck birthday, Rafi! Let's go ride a giraffe! Rumble day quack, munch, munch, munch!
Grown-ups, if you're, like, interested in becoming a monthly supporter and having Sneak sing an interesting song to someone special in your life, you can find more information at ko-fi.com/storypillar.
Okay, that's it. Thanks for joining us for this special Earth Day episode of Story Pillar. We'll see you on the first Monday in May for our next round of
Sneak Attacks!
Full episodes
and phenometer checks.
And in the meantime, Happy Earth Day!
Happy Earth Day!
Happy Earth Day! Rumble day, quack, munch, munch, munch!
Hey, Story Pillar friends. It's me, Meg. Grown-ups. Guess what? Our Story Pillar store is live!
Yay!
Hot tootie scooties! Now you can wear us and drink from us and put the tiny little bits of our faces together and stuff things inside of us!
You mean stuff things inside bags with pictures of our faces?
That's what I said, but then...
We've got t-shirts, bags, puzzles, and more ready for you at storypillarstore.threadless.com.
You can, like, check the episode notes for the link.
Okay, chicken tray.